Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
With the weather that we had yesterday, well, it got to like 57 in Rochester.
I was wearing a tank top and capris, and yep. I was living my absolute best life.
There's just things when there's a day like that in the winter in Rochester where, yes, you will wear shorts. It's a thing a lot of people do. The car wash lines are like a mile long. Mm-hmm. And also, if you have a dog and you have a yard and you've been taking advantage of that yard and just letting your dog on out to do their business because you don't want to go out there with them and freeze your buns off, you probably saw some of the remnants pop up yesterday. And that's exactly what ended up happening for Amy, and she joins us now. Amy, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
You sound good. Yeah. You sound great. You never sound better.
Amy sent us a Facebook message about this, and I was like, we need to have you come on the show to talk about this because you want to call out your husband for being a savage. I think there might be a little bit of pushback on this, though, because I'm telling you, he's not the only one that used this logic. But let's jump into it. So when you messaged us, you said you woke up, you saw the forecast that it was going to be nice. And before you headed to work, what did you tell your husband?
Before I headed to work, I asked my husband to clean up the yard if the snow melted, because usually my husband, when the weather gets nice again, he's the guy.
That's his job.
He's the poop guy. Sure. He's the poop guy.
Yeah, if you got a dog and you got a yard, you also got a poop guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I got home from work yesterday and my husband had not cleaned it up.
Okay. So you're surveying your yard and you're seeing just, I doubt that all of your snow melted, but you're seeing some of it just kind of popping
and
up.
Gagging.
Yeah. It's gross. It is gross.
It is. Oh God. It is so disgusting. and I asked him, I was like, did you forget?
Yeah.
And he said, no, that he just figured it was going to snow again soon. So it would hide it, and that could be... He said, that's a March me problem.
Thus, today, Savage or Sensible, refusing to pick up the dog poop that's revealed itself in the yard because you expect it to snow again and hide it. I love the line of it's a March me problem.
Oh, God.
I do agree. I do love his logic. March, April, me problem.
Yeah, let's kick that can down the road a little bit.
But getting ahead of it would help him immensely. Because think about all the poop that's there now.
Oh, yeah.
Think about another layer.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
True.
Your dog's not going to stop pooping ever.
Well, also, you can't necessarily count on the fact that it will snow again. I mean, the odds are it probably will, but we don't know that. And it's one thing to look out at your yard and just have a big snow pile and not really notice that stuff. But it's another if you look out there and there's just... just landmine after landmine.
I thought until like 2 weeks ago, poop was like biodegradable. I thought it just like went into the ground.
Can you reveal this real quick, Breeze?
I did. So I'm a brand new dog mom.
Yeah. You don't have a yard, though.
And when I say brand new, I mean literally a year. But yeah, thanks. It's awesome. And I thought that you could just like push it under the snow, and then when the snow melts, it'll just melt away with the snow into the ground. And like, apparently that's not the case.
No, it stays there. I mean, eventually it will biodegrade, but it's going to take a while. So it
starts as like freeze dried.
Exactly. Yes. It's frosted. It's excellent. So your husband pulling this move, I just want to put it on the table. We're not going to debate if it's lazy, because it's 100% lazy.
No, it's totally lazy.
I don't think anyone can defend that. But is it savage or sensible? Breeze, what are your initial thoughts on this? Is this him using his resources of assuming it'll be hidden again?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to find a way of which I'm going to go, because I can see both sides so clearly. Yeah. It's not even funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if that was me, if I was in your situation, Amy, and I had to look at it and they were refusing to pick it up, I'd probably blow my top. But then again, if I was the poop guy, I probably wouldn't pick it up. So I'm going to go sensible on this one.
Okay.
Only savage if it happens to me, though.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. As we know, I'm just going to go savage on this, because it 100% is. I respect the twisting and the spin job on it. It's an impressive one. But it's so lazy that it's, oh yeah, it'll probably just be covered up again. What? No, just take care of it. Just do it. Just get ahead of it. I assume you're voting savage on this, Amy, since you brought this to us.
It is so gross. Yes, it is.
Okay. What was your response, by the way, to him when he dropped that line on you?
I literally, my jaw actually dropped. And I had to turn around and walk out of the room.
Yep.
Very calmly.
Yeah. Sure. Probably some breathing exercises were happening. Maybe it was time to leave the house and go do some yoga somewhere and calm down a little bit.
You know, we've managed. Look, we're lucky in that our marriage has survived the pandemic thus far.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But this is one of those things that I understand why people are getting divorced.
All right, let's throw this one out to our listeners. 585-222-9800. Jump in on today's Savage or Sensible. Refusing to pick up the dog's poop that's revealed itself in the yard because you expect it to snow again and hide it. Poll is up, 98pxy.com. You can shoot us a text. You can give us a call. Amy, I'm going savage on this one. I'm on your side. Breeze is going sensible. Where do you stand? Kelly says on Facebook, too funny. It's my teenager's job to clean the dog poop, and he thought covering it with snow would make it go away. Needless to say, he is finding more and more piles that he covered. Breeze, you weren't the only one. This teenager also thought the same thing. The snow would just make it disappear.
Well, thank goodness.
Isn't it great to not feel alone?
I honestly am not shocked. I mean, I think this is a pretty common thing, right? I feel like a lot of people think this way.
Maybe. I mean, I think eventually it will, right? But I don't think over like one season.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Google it.
I thought it was going to be. Okay.
See how long it takes. While you look that up, Angela voting says maybe sensible. So it's not so much for the snow to cover it, but at least so it freezes again and it's hard to pick up. And it isn't hard to pick up. I guess there's that.
Okay. How long does it take for dog poop to decompose? Mm-hmm. 9 weeks.
Oh, really? Interesting.
So, winter is way more than 9 weeks.
Yeah, but I got to imagine that it being frozen probably stops that, or at least slows that process.
Maybe. I don't know. I have to dive a little deeper into this.
Did you think this morning when you got up to do the show that you would be researching this topic?
No, I actually didn't. Uh-huh. Oh my God, there's pictures. Why are there pictures?
Why aren't there pictures?
I know what it looks like.
Okay, I also am a little confused. I'm confused by
for what reason?
I'm confused by one thing. I'm impressed by another. Apparently, dog poop rakes are a thing?
Yes, this is totally a thing. So with really? Your logic of saying like, well, if the poop's freezing, then it's hard and it's not going to yeah. be mushy or smear anywhere.
Okay, all right. So, people are eating breakfast, for God's sake.
Listen, if I have to look at these pictures, you can hear me explain it. So we had a dog poop rake when I was growing up.
Really?
You just rake it out.
Yeah.
You just rake it out. And okay. then you... What we did...
Never heard of this before.
What we did was take the rake, flip it over, get all the poop on the flat side of the rake so yeah. it's not going to fall through like a strainer. And then we would just throw it into the ditch. Just Got it. Throw it.
Got it. Okay. This is okay. This is the other part of the dog rake situation. This is kind of genius. This texter says... In the spring, we have a dog crap rake-off. Whichever kid cleans up the most poop gets a prize.
That's actually like a fun way to get kids involved.
It's
disgusting.
It's pretty genius when you think about it. You can make it a competition if there's
the dog poop rake-off 2021.
Yeah.
event to follow: hot dog eating contest. Okay. Like what?
Right. Yes, exactly. Let's grab this 222-9800. Emily in Newark, Savage or Sensible, today refusing to pick up the dog poop that's revealed itself in the yard because you expected to snow again and hide it. What do you think?
I'm going to go sensible just really? Because I have a dog. And, you know, if it's going to snow again, I'm just going to wait until it clears itself again. And then I'll just go out there and pick up the whole poop in the whole yard.
But why not do it now?
Because I'm busy. I got three kids. I have a full-time job. Like, that poop can wait.
So you are waiting until you know for a fact, like, all right, it's not going to be hidden anymore at any point. So that's what I'll take care of it.
You'd rather go out to like the grand finale type of situation.
I mean, like, obviously I wouldn't let it pile up that bad, but if we're talking maybe like 10 little spots, you know.
Yeah.
Corey and I've seen, would you say 25 turds?
There was a lot. There was a lot. Yeah.
You guys counted?
Yeah. I was just so... kind of taken aback by all the turds that I was like.
It was a new experience for Breeze as a new dog mom. You don't have a yard, so you haven't pulled this move yet. You know, you will once you get one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you guys should take a walk in the woods because you'll be very upset with all the deer turds out there.
There you go.
Yeah, too. I wouldn't be caught dead in the woods. I just wouldn't.
Thanks for the call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Team PXY, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rochester, New York, in regard to the dog.
Okay. What's your name?
Margaret.
Margaret, what do you think? Savage or sensible? Refusing to pick up the dog poop until the yard?
Well, can I tell you a few things?
Yeah,
sure.
One, if you don't pick up the dog doo-doo, your dog can get tapeworm and he goes into it.
Oh, because it'll eat its own crap.
Even when you walk your dog, you keep your dog away from other doo-doos that people, you're supposed to pick up your dog doo-doo when you walk them.
Interesting.
And you didn't know your dog can get tapeworm from touching other dog food or dog doo-doo?
Breezy, until just yesterday, thought that it was biodegradable and would just go into the ground.
Well, birds burns your grass, too.
Yeah, that too.
Never mind that. Why don't you go out with your dog? You bought your dog. Yeah. He needs love. And so
for the record, Breezy does.
Oh, yeah, I do. I wish I had a yard. I don't.
And I, you know what I called it?
What's
turd
that?
Patrol.
Turd patrol.
And you go out with a little scooper and a thing with a plastic bag. You clean up after your doggy dog. And someone comes to my home, I have a bit. And they go on turd patrol. They know they got to clean it up.
Yeah.
Marge, I like turd trooper better.
Well, good. I like patrol.
All right. You buy
that little metal handle like you're cleaning out your chicken litter or your bird litter.
Yeah.
Or no.
Cat litter, yeah.
Cat litter.
Like you're cleaning out your kitty litter.
Kitty litter, yes. Do you have a dog poop rake? A lot of people are saying they got a dog poop rake.
Well, no, I just use, and if you get the paper, use the plastic bag. You go down, whoop, inside out.
Look at you just staying on top. You don't have this problem. Oh, look at the snow all melts, and there's my yard just looking perfect.
Turd patrol.
Okay. All right, thanks, Margaret, for the call. You have a nice day.
Well, a lot of people have learned from me. Never mind that if your poor dog, if you love it.
Yeah.
touches that's, it or goes into it, yeah. walking or in your yard.
That's a good point.
You get tapeworm and everything.
All right, Margaret. Right, thanks Marge. For the call.
You have a good day.
You see ya.
Bye. Definitely didn't think that doo-doo would be said this much on the show this morning, but here we are. This texter Bree says, I just told my husband yesterday he needed to do poop patrol because everything is melting and there's about 15 brown spots currently in the snow. He complains that the dog smells. They say, well, if he did poop patrol, he wouldn't smell from stepping on his own waste. It's a savage, complete savage. Then she wrote, my poor baby, in parentheses, the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, in case you're confused by which baby she was talking about.
I feel like Marge, who just called in, is literally going to be Rach in like 20 years. Probably. Right?
I love her dog. Nothing wrong with that. So people love Marge. They're a big fan. I see a bunch of texts coming through already. I invite her to call anytime. This is another way, by the way, if you want to bribe someone to do this for you. This text from my grandma used to pay 25 cents per piece. 25 cents a piece.
25 cents a piece.
Okay. That racks up pretty good.
25 cents times 30.
Oh, no. Breeze is doing higher math.
It's going to only be like, if we're going with what we saw yesterday, the 30 turds.
Yeah.
That's literally only $8.
Yeah, still.
It's not worth it.
How long does it take? Can't take that long. All right, let's go to the poll. Up at 98pxy.com. That's where you can always vote for Savage or Sensible. Again, today, refusing to pick out the dog poop that's revealed itself in the yard because you expect it to snow again and hide it. It's actually really close today. 59% of the people voting, they do say Savage.
Savagery.
I'm a savage. Well, okay, and I don't want you to be spewing fake news. It's 9 weeks it's biodegradable.
I don't. Can we look into if it's frozen?
It decomposes in 9 weeks.
If it's frozen?
I don't know. It just says poop. It just says poop. It doesn't say like soft, hard, liquidy. Yeah. Like it just says poop.
I'm just, look, I don't know.
And there's pictures if you.
Are any of them in the winter?
Okay, it's showing me the different stages. I can't do this anymore.
And we're done.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.